In 1958, a fire and brimstone preacher named Asa Alonzo Allen bought 2,400 acres of barren desert deep in the southeast corner of Arizona. He called the tract of land Miracle Valley and built up a massive church community there. After his death, the church passed through various owners. By the 80s, it was a full-blown cult. The community bottomed out after a 1982 shootout with local and state police that ended with 9 people dead. Today, Miracle Valley is a half square mile of desert and home to 644 residents and an abandoned Bible college. It is also the inspiration of a new horror film, appropriately called Miracle Valley. The writer, director, and star of the film is Greg Sestero, whose credits include Gattaca, EdTV, and the recent Netflix hit The Haunting of Bly Manor. But Sestero is most well-known for his role as Mark in The Room, the 2003 independent drama that is affectionately known as the best worst movie of all time.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, hey, Johnny. What's up?
I have a problem with Lisa. She said that I hit her.
What? Well, did you?
No, it's not true. Don't even ask. What's new with you?
The film and its star, Tommy Wiseau, have carved out a significant space in pop culture reserved for celebrating camp, a space held by the Rocky Horror Picture Show and Plan 9 from Outer Space. Cicero's 2013 book, The Disaster Artist, chronicles the wacky hijinks experienced on the set of The Room. It was later adapted into a film starring James Franco. I spoke with Cicero more about his new film recently and what brought him to Arizona to make it.
I've always been intrigued by cults, and I've always loved 70s horror. And I got a taste of filming in Arizona back in like 2017. We filmed in Tucson, we filmed in Patagonia. And I thought it'd be a great chance to come down to Arizona, get away from the world, you know, live there on an isolated ranch, write a script in that environment, and then proceed to film in that environment. So I would take road trips around Arizona. I went to Lake Powell, Antelope Canyon. I did Bisbee, and I stumbled across this old church alongside the highway. And I walked up to it, and it was this beautiful church that was hollow on the inside. And I was approached by a few people who told me the background of the story of Miracle Valley. You know, they said that this was a cult in the 60s and 70s, and there was some incidents that had occurred. And so I was really fascinated to come across this story. And so I then went and studied Terror in the Jungle, the Manson cult, you know, a little bit of what Scientology's origins were. And I decided I was going to write this story and tie it into these amazing places that I had come across.
So in the course of that, I mean, you dig way into horror references in this film. What, first of all, drew you into horror, into that as a genre?
So one of the first movies that I saw that shocked me as a kid was Nightmare on Elm Street. And so I was always fascinated by the horror genre because it's the one type of film that you can make that can make people laugh. You can throw in drama, you can mix in a lot of emotions that also works great with an audience. I loved Hitchcock, Psycho, The Thing, the original Halloween. I just love the idea of mixing those genres together, and horror was a great opportunity to move on from, you know, having written The Disaster Artist, having survived the cult movie The Room. I thought it was a great chance to go in that direction.
I wanted to ask you about The Room, of course. I mean, this is something that will always follow you, but also that you've turned into something really amazing with The Disaster Artist. I mean, is it weird that this is something that you know, everyone's going to recognize you as Mark for the rest of your career? Or is this something that you're welcoming at this point?
I mean, The Room has been going for 20 years. And I think if a film is able to do that, regardless of how bad it is, which it is, I think that's pretty amazing. And I think it must have something special. And I think for me, it's about embracing that and then taking, you know, the lovely people who have followed me and supported me through these years and give them you know, new and original films. And I think hopefully the Ojais will branch off into new characters.
In doing that, I mean, you are casting yourself in this. You're directing it. You're writing it. This is very much your baby. Does that put a lot of pressure on this in your mind?
I don't, you know, at this point, I don't really feel pressure. I think I felt pressure with the Disaster Artist book because I was telling a story behind the making of a movie that a lot of people loved. And I was putting myself out there. And really, I wanted that book to be turned into a good film. And all those things happened. And so now going forward, I'm just looking to make original content and put, you know, everything I have into new movies and giving the audience a new journey. And I think I'm more about having fun at this point than concerned about, you know, about pressure.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the sort of references that you're making in this film in terms of the approach, not just the writing, but like the way it's filmed and the kind of horror camp that you're trying to dig into here.
I think, you know, it goes back to watching a lot of 70s horror. You know, one of my big influences was a movie called Jewel by Steven Spielberg. And it just takes these, you know, familiar human situations, a bit crazy, over the top, but the characters take the situation so seriously. And I think that breeds for a lot of bizarre moments, a lot of comedy, sometimes intentional, sometimes unintentional. And I love the idea of shooting on film, a handheld, and really giving the audience sort of an uneasy look into these characters' lives. And I think that's sort of what we tried to approach it as.
And lastly, I just want to ask you, Greg, about, you know, your lasting impressions of Arizona here. It sounds like you really saw the state in its breadth and you, you know, filmed this project here that's close to your heart. You know, what do you think of our state here and what would you like to do here in the future? Anything?
I mean, I've made two films now in Arizona and I feel like, you know, we were pretty expansive with Miracle Valley. I mean, we got in Bisbee, Tucson, Lake Powell, Sedona, you know, some highway stuff in Phoenix. So something about the culture and the lighting, the landscape, it immediately sets a tone and a mood that you can't really write for. Mm. It just, you have such an advantage being in that environment. It's away from Hollywood. It's away from, you know, that fabrication. So it gives you a real setting for an audience to be excited to step into and almost give them like a mini vacation to come into this world.
All right. Greg, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That was my conversation with the writer, director, and star of the new film Miracle Valley, Greg Sestero. He'll be presenting Miracle Valley at the Majestic in Gilbert tonight, in Tempe tomorrow, and at the Loft in Tucson on Wednesday. And that's it for today's edition of the show. We thank you for joining us. Have a good one.